Welcome into the 2014 LSU football preview. The Tigers were 10-3 in 2013. They were 5-3 in the SEC. This year they returned 5 starters on offense and 7 on defense from that team a year ago. One noticeable absence is quarterback Zach Mettenberger, who has moved on to the NFL, playing now for the Tennessee Titans. So my question to you, college football professor, as I bring him in to preview the Tigers this year, what are you looking at for change from this year to last year from LSU?
Well, when you think about last year, they went 10-3 and 5-3 in the SEC. And while 10-3 was a down year for LSU, that tells you something about their program, that's a down year.
Yeah.
Because they really are stocked with talent, and they have had talent, and they have great recruiting classes. And so I just think that there will have to be some changes made in order for them to move, get the trajectory going up for them.
Yeah, I do too. And I think you look at, let's just talk about that, the talent they brought in this year. A lot of people think Leonard Fournette has a chance to not only come in and play well, but to be a contender for major awards nationally in year one.
Well, when you think about the fact that Georgia and Ole Miss last year were games that they lost, that they may have could have won,
yeah,
it would have made a big difference as a season. But don't you think, Jacob, their first game last year against TCU, even though they won by 10 points, I think,
yeah,
but that told us something. They just looked like they weren't the same LSU team. So they're going to need Fournette, and they got a wide receiver coming in by the name of Malachi Dupree. Those two guys may be the explosive players that they did not have last year that go with this year. I mean, last year they had great receivers, but overall they lacked that spark.
Les Miles said at SEC Media Days that he expects a great quarterback battle between Anthony Jennings and Brandon Harris, a sophomore, and both sophomores there as they compete for that job. I think either one. Personally, I think Anthony Jennings will be the one that ends up with it at the end of the, when it's all said and done, deep into the season. But as you mentioned, Fournette, Terrence McGee backing him up at running back. And, oh, yeah, Kenny Hilliard is third team on the depth chart. LSU has got some talent at running back. As you said, Malachi Dupree, a chance for him to get there and star early. But I still look at this defense and look at the names up and down the board that we've seen here in the SEC for these years. Jalen Mills, Ronald Martin, Quan Alexander, of course, linebacker, and others. I think that LSU has a chance this year to have what they've had in the past, and is kind of a trademark under Les Miles, and that is a very dominant defense.
Yeah, when you think of the strength of the team, you can't move past the fact, you just have to say two words, great talent.
Yeah.
Well, but the great talent, and as you've just mentioned, the running game and then their defense is always their bell cow. This is going to be a good football team.
It is. And so now we move on to the schedule and who LSU has in front of them this year. And LSU, man, they don't back away when it comes to these non-conference games and getting quality opponents. They open up right out of the gate with a Wisconsin team that could be very dangerous for them in Houston. And they get Sam Houston State, Louisiana Monroe after that, Mississippi State at home, and then New Mexico State. So after Wisconsin, they get a little bit of a break, and then it gets tough once again. They go on the road to Auburn, then on the road to Florida 2 weeks in a row before getting Kentucky at home, then Ole Miss at home, an off week traditionally before they play the Crimson Tide on November 8th of Alabama, and they travel to Arkansas on November 15th, an unusual scheduling item there as they have an off week. And then they end the year this year on the Thursday. Yes, that's the Thursday of Thanksgiving, November the 27th, against Texas A&M. Schedule is difficult. Where's the most important part for them?
Well, you just named it, the back-to-back at Auburn and at Florida.
Yeah, that it really
back-to-back, is. Back-to-back, those two games will determine whether this is going to be a great season or another season where they come up short.
It is, and I think it's interesting, too, that you talk about the Texas A&M at the end of the year playing Texas A&M and Arkansas 2 weeks before that to get there. I think LSU will go 11-1 this year. I think they will get to the SEC championship game. I think they will win the SEC championship game. If you caught the Florida football preview, I think you know that I have Florida from the east, but I think LSU will get there from the west. I think they have enough on defense. I think they will beat Wisconsin, beat Auburn, beat Florida, beat Alabama, beat Texas A&M, and I think they will lose one game, and I think that will be to Ole Miss, simply because they'll be out of gas after that stretch, and I just don't think they can hang with all those teams in that stretch. But I think LSU is going to be an underrated team, and I know I make a LSU prediction every year that I think they're the team everybody's overlooking, but I really do. I think this year Les Miles has something that many people are not seeing, but we'll see. The 2014 LSU football preview is now in the books as we are almost there, college football season 2014.